Not a young Filipino kid by any means. In fact, very far from it is Fred Maroon. He is a Canadian of Arab origin who lived in Lebanon until 1984, including 10 years of civil war. An interesting man, and we've spoken to him on numerous occasions. He's a brave man. He writes what many people think, but they don't always commit pen to paper. Fred does. Fred, good afternoon, and thank you for being with me on Chai FM.
Good afternoon.
So you're at it again. You've written another blog in the Times of Israel. As I say, you're a brave man, Fred. You really, really are. There are plenty of people who perhaps think this way and just don't have the courage of putting in writing what you actually do. So I want to jump into that article. The title of the article is Demonizing Israel is a Sign of Stupidity. You're not exactly mincing your words there. You're saying it as you see it. You say that demonizing Israel requires ignoring the most basic facts about the region. From your position, Fred, what's the simple reality about the Middle East or Israel that people just fail or don't seem to be able to take on board?
They seem to not be able to understand that Israel is in a situation where it's forced to defend itself. And I don't know what's happening here.
No, you're all good. You're perfect on
my
side.
Oh, can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Okay, sorry.
Perfectly.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, so Israel has to defend itself because it's attacked. And they are judging Israel on very narrow scope of perhaps there are more Palestinians who are killed than Israelis that are killed. That's a very naive way of looking at things. There are several reasons why that's the case. One is that Palestinian terrorists use civilians as human shields, so which makes it very difficult for Israel to attack the terrorists without having civilians die occasionally. The other reason is that Israel is very good at providing shelters and ways for civilians to protect themselves from rocket attacks, for example. They don't put their civilians at risk. They certainly don't use them as human shields. So that comparison is just doesn't make sense. And that's just one example. But I have to make a distinction between demonizing Israel versus criticizing Israel.
Yeah.
If somebody has criticism about particular policies or whatever, that may be perfectly reasonable. Demonizing is a different level, though. Demonizing means you make Israel to be the side that is actually creating the problems, the side that wants war, when all the evidence points to exactly the opposite.
You know, I read your articles as they come out. I'm an absolute committed follower. I just wonder to what extent there's an audience to even hear what it is that you have to say. I wonder to what extent the debate hasn't moved on, the train hasn't left the station, and it's almost, to borrow a Christian concept, it's like original sin. It's almost like Israel was born in original sin. Nothing is more evil than Israel in the world, and therefore everything that comes from it is just bad, and anything done against it is justifiable.
Yes, I mean, I'm familiar with some of the Christian anti-Semitism, but a lot of the people who are criticizing Israel in that way, or demonizing Israel, I should say, are not Christian. In fact, Christians these days are probably some of the groups that are the most pro-Israel.
If we... Well, just going back to your article, you wrote that a lot of the anti-Zionism that one witnesses is actually anti-Semitism, even, and this is the fascinating part to me, that even if the person doesn't
possibly be,
doesn't realize it, and it was that issue of not even being self-aware,
right.
And I thought that was fascinating that you raised that issue. Do you want to maybe delve into that a little bit? What does this unconscious anti-Semitism actually look like?
Yeah, I really can't understand how they come to the conclusion that they come to. I think they're just blinding themselves to reality, and perhaps they are influenced by a general societal anti-Semitism indirectly, and they don't realize it. Certainly, the left in the West has been strongly contaminated by anti-Semitism. I've seen it evolve from the time when I came to Canada that's something like about 4 or 5 decades ago.
Yeah.
The left was already starting to be a little bit less pro-Israel. It used to be very pro-Israel, but slowly it's been contaminated by people who are anti-Semitic. And it has changed the tone on the left. Now the left is very anti-Semitic.
Fred, you argue that so many people have fully bought into a false anti-Israel narrative. And I'm just wondering, what's the emotional hook here? What makes this story feel so utterly convincing to people who I truly do believe see themselves as moral and progressive? You know, up until recently, I saw myself as that too. October the 7th was the big change, I guess.
Yeah, well, for me, it just doesn't make sense because I am pro-Israel because I'm a liberal. I've always been a liberal. When I was 17 years old, I was already questioning why are people getting upset about other people being gay, even though I wasn't gay myself, because I saw, well, I mean, that's whatever the person, that's their choice, right? It's I looked at issues of races, freedom of religion. I was always extremely liberal on all these issues. So for me, the reason why I became pro-Israel is simply because I saw Israel as a liberal country where there was equality between men and women, at least a lot better than in the Arab world. There was a woman who was prime minister, so that I've never seen it as anything like that in the Arab world. So that's the reason why I was attracted towards Israel. So to see that now the liberals are the ones who are anti-Israel just makes no
Isn't
sense to me.
making sense for you. Tell me, are you kind of struggling with your particular philosophical stance given the extreme right-wing nature of the Netanyahu government? Are you finding it more difficult? Are you finding it's a difficult space to defend in light of the current Israeli government?
Not really, because the way I see it, the Israeli government, yes, is very right wing, and there are some elements in the government that should never have been included in the government. If it was up to me, obviously it's not. But still, when you compare the Israeli government to the Iranian government, for example, the Iranian
Yes.
government is far, far more to the right.
Fair enough.
I
Fair
mean,
enough.
the Netanyahu government has a gay man who is ahead of
Speaker of
the
the
parliament,
Knesset, yeah.
speaker of the Knesset, exactly. I mean, they're not as enthusiastically pro-gay as perhaps some other groups, but they're certainly not anti-gay.
You point out that people who call Jews colonizers would never use that same logic for indigenous groups in places like North America or Australia. Why the disconnect, Fred?
Don't know, we'll have to ask them, I guess, but
Good
they
point.
just don't look, they don't judge Israel and Jewish people the same way as they judge other people. It's a double standard, right? I mean, the Jewish people were able to revive the state of Israel. It's a state that has existed for a very long time, right? It's not. It was created in 1947. It was revived in 1947 and declared its independence. The Jewish people is the most ancient people of the Middle East, as far as I know. Certainly more ancient than Muslims, who have only been around for something like 17 centuries. So to look at non-Jews as being more native than Jewish people just
Doesn't make
doesn't make
any
sense.
sense. Doesn't make sense. No, I mean, it's self-evident. Just look at what's sitting in the Israel Museum from an archaeological perspective, and I don't know why we're even having that discussion, but that's another issue. Fred, I'm running out of time, so final question for you this afternoon. You argue that anti-Zionism ends up hurting Palestinians by keeping them locked into a strategy that can't succeed. What then, in your opinion, is a pro-Palestinian position?
A pro-Palestinian position would be to, first of all, disarm all the terrorists and present to Israel a position that is based on peaceful negotiation and peaceful coexistence, and to negotiate a real two-state solution, not the kind that has been proposed in the past by the Palestinian side, which they want to have basically two Arab states, because they want,
A right of
of course,
return.
their own states, but then they want a right of return for Palestinians to Israel, which essentially would mean that you end up with a majority of Arabs in both countries. That makes no sense. They have to understand, they have to recognize what Zionism is. It's used as an insult by the left, unfortunately, but it's not. Zionism simply means, I mean, obviously you know that, but it means the Jewish people having the right to their own state on the land they ha where they have lived for over 3,000 years. So the Palestinians need to recognize that. They have to understand that for them to achieve what they're trying to achieve, which hopefully is peace, security, good economy, they can't achieve that by denying the right of the Jewish people to have their own state. So if they look at it in the sense that, yes, we want these things as well, and we're willing to sit down and come up with a reasonable solution, I think that's how they would achieve what they say they're looking for.
Fred Maroon, we're going to leave it there. I look forward to your next piece in the Times of Israel, as I always do. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.